It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Every day we're getting updates from the Iowa Department of Public Health and Governor Kim Reynolds regarding how coronavirus is affecting the state's population. It's known there's a shortage of COVID-19 testing in the state, and we wanted to talk about how that lack of testing factors into the state's death count. Here to explain is IPR's health reporter, Natalie Krebs. Hello, Natalie. How is Iowa classifying COVID-19 deaths?
So Iowa officials are following CDC guidance that to have an official COVID-19 related death, you have to have a positive COVID-19 test. So this means Iowa's death count is for people who have this lab confirmed case of COVID-19. And the state, they're leaving it up to local medical examiners and doctors at the hospitals to determine if they do test post-mortem. And yes, you can do this. But there are still testing restrictions in place that apply even to those who have passed.
Okay, so what does post-mortem testing look like across the state now? Are local medical examiners doing this?
Yeah, so to find this out, I reached out to several county health departments. Medical examiners in Polk and Johnson counties told me they have not performed any post-mortem testing, but they are screening all reported deaths for possible COVID-19 cases. They said most of their deaths have been in hospitals, and in hospitals, doctors perform the post-mortem exam, and testing is pretty common in hospitals under the state's current rules. Hospitals allow testing of any hospitalized patient with, you know, fever, respiratory illness. In Washington County, a rural area that has one of the highest number of cases in the state, the health department said they have tested one person post-mortem, but that sample, that test, got accidentally destroyed in transit, I think as it was going to the state hygienic lab. So the medical examiner classified that death as presumed COVID-19, but without that official confirmation, that means it's not included in the state's official count, that number that is sent out every day by state officials.
Okay, I want to circle back to something here. Deaths can be classified as presumed COVID-19. How does this work?
Yeah, so according to guidance issued last week by the National Vital Statistics System, which is part of the CDC, coronavirus should be listed on a death certificate if it was assumed to cause or contribute to a death. So this means medical examiners and doctors should list COVID-19 on death certificates, even without a test confirmation. But again, these presumed COVID-19 cases that, you know, result in deaths don't count into the state's official statistics. And so the CDC says it has issued this guidance so it can ensure the effects of this pandemic are more accurately recorded, even with a testing shortage.
Okay, so does this mean Iowa could be undercounting its COVID-19 deaths right now?
At the moment, probably not. I spoke to Christy Peterson. She's an epidemiologist at the University of Iowa. She said while there are likely some cases like the one in Washington County that might miss the official tally, currently the death count is probably pretty accurate. And she said definitely is probably a lot more accurate than the state's COVID-19 case count.
The best numbers we have right now are the death numbers across the country and probably across the world. Because they are so much more likely to happen in a setting where they have had a test and a diagnosis.
Peterson said, because Iowa's hospitals are not currently at surge capacity, so people who are really sick can and do go to a hospital, and there they're prioritized for testing. So are people who live in congregate settings. This is like long-term healthcare facilities, which we've seen, you know, more than 40% of deaths there so far in these long-term care facilities. And Peterson said if case numbers continue to climb to where the state's hospitals are overwhelmed, like the ones in New York City, then we could start to get more cases that are associated with COVID-19 that are not officially confirmed.
All right. Iowa Public Radio health reporter Natalie Krebs, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.